evening and welcome to Hutton Orbital News. In tonight's show, we have the following headlines.
Typographical error sends commanders to Hull.
Hutton closed for business.
Pork scratching contamination investigation.
Major General in general for major operation.
Volcanic planets, Buck investigates.
Gilia signature weapons banned. First tonight, teams are returning to Hutton this week after a typographical error accidentally sent them to Hull. What was intended as a strongly worded message from Progenitor Leia Wolf to Cecil after one particularly lurid suggestion was accidentally copied to the entire Hutton orbital phone book. Used to taking everything Leia says as gospel, for fear of incurring her ginger-eyebrowed wrath, the Hutton truckers, with only a few very sensible souls missing, promptly headed to Sol, known as the Pit where Hull resides. Headed up by our very own Cecil B. Trumpington. On arrival, their confusion was compounded by the appearance of one Commander Bicky in his undercrackers. The Grim Reaper, a very lost-looking Imperial Senator, and most of Team Hotbox, all of whom were just along for the ride. Shortly after arriving, they stumbled upon an ancient and certainly very strange ceremony being held in Sol by the Hammers of Slough, where mysterious cowled commander marched in a circle, wielding fearsome inflatable hammers, with one trouser leg rolled up, and chanting strange mantras including "Who brought the beer?" and "I thought there were free snacks." After some significant searching and a few Centauri Megagens, they managed to accidentally gatecrash a private party being held by the dastardly Don, the ever-evil Antonacci himself. Having drunk his private stash of fine wines, they were uncovered by the Don's partner in crime, Don Presto, who called the authorities from Mother Gaia and had the Hutton truckers evicted. Not before they had stolen the Don's prized antique model of a unicorn, which they strapped to Commander Vintiton's python with rather a lot of gaffer tape, and flew back to Hutton, where it is even now, floating outside the station windows and scaring passing ships. It should be noted that the Don's unicorn is sporting a rather fetching rainbow hairdo, and that due to a leak requires blowing up frequently.
Summonses have been issued this week after Hutton Orbital accidentally closed for business when one Commander Riverboat managed to lock the keys to the station inside on leaving, abandoning all but the command team inside the building and causing a queue of ships by Pad 3 reaching halfway to Eden. Alvin is less than impressed as he was waiting for one particularly tasty batch of stolen sausages and a new toy after he accidentally ate the squeaker out of his Thargoid. It was only 24 hours later, upon his return, that Commander Riverboat realized he'd left the keys inside the station, having locked it for the night. He has issued contrite apologies to all commanders busting to use the facilities after the long flight, and has reassured everyone that the state of the ship's heads is still probably better than those in Cubicle 3, which he is now cleaning.
There is a major investigation underway at Hutton tonight after a batch of crispy deep-fried pork products seems to have been contaminated by forces unknown. Normally simply pig-flavored, these snacks appear to have been contaminated with weapons-grade Naga chili dust. Early this week, one Angel Rose was admitted to the infirmary with first-degree burns to her lips and uncontrollable hiccups. And a number of commanders, having forgotten to properly sanitize themselves before visiting the facilities, have damaged their vocal cords after screaming themselves hoarse. Unfortunately, a number of rather foolish pilots, the Brothers Asylum and Mustang, egged on by the Grand High Poobah, that'll be the Grand High Poobah Splendor, managed to eat the entire consignment. They have been taken to the Hutton Infirmary and placed under the care of Nurse Wyeth for a procedure she calls the Hutton Orbital Trucker Bacon Operation and Treatment, or Hotbot. I know, another tech monkey who has been suffering from a hotbot this week too. The entire city centre of Hull had to be evacuated after what UN observers have been calling a napalm Naga Chili arse bombing. We prefer to more politely refer to it as having all gone a little bit Johnny Cash. As soon as the pork at Hutton is confirmed as being uncontaminated any further, we recommend that everyone sticks to their nuts.
Speaking of the infirmary, whilst there, commanders met up with the Major General, who was in the general for a major upgrade under a general. He is having a plate put in his forehead to protect him from face desk incidents, and some blockers added to some nerves to prevent him twitching quite so much every time someone mentions Lumen 16. Best of luck with the upgrades, Major General.
After investigating both Earth-like worlds and water worlds over the last 2 weeks to discover why no one was allowed to fly a spaceship anywhere near them, Buck Naked, stalwart of Lakon Spaceway's new and nearly new ship Emporium, and Storm Door Company headed for a volcanic planet. He entered the atmosphere without incident, dodged a few pyroclastic flows, and found a likely landing location for his mighty asp. Setting down lightly, he stepped outside to take in the atmosphere and promptly realized three important things. 1. Acid rain doesn't do any good to your spacesuit. 2. Mag boots have metal soles, and metal conducts heat very well. 3. What looks like a nice stable island in a sea of lava may actually only be a thin crust. He made it back in time to his ship before the acid ate through his suit, before his feet caught fire, and only shortly after his landing gear melted. Deploying heat sinks as fast as he could and lifting away from the now slightly less solid looking ground, he promptly escaped back to space to nurse his burns. He is having problems clearing the smell of rotten eggs from the cockpit, but has put in at the nearest Lakon repair bay to give his scrubbers a good scrubbing after his crusty crash and red-hot splash. He can confirm that, as with Earth-like planets and water worlds, volcanic planets are really not places you want to visit anytime soon.
And finally tonight, as custodians of some of the galaxy's finest rare goods, we're distressed to report that Gilia's signature weapons are off the menu. Yes, these personalised firearms, the pride of many a Hutton trucker and adorning more than one mock fireplace, have been removed from sale throughout the galaxy. One commander from Hutton, a certain Trumpington, Cecil B, was said to be rather upset as he was a fan of signing his weapon. That was until he showed it to Lael one time, who promptly told him to put it away before she did something regrettable. There is a campaign to legalise the signing of one's weapon once again afoot, spearheaded by Hutton's own salt farmer extraordinaire, Goose4291. Or he may just be stirring things up.
Yeah, well, we finally got there. That was the news. This is Hutton. I am Dick Chafing. He is Rudolph.
Rudolph Hacker, yeah, I think.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, we'll get that one right. So stay tuned for more from the team, if we can find them. But first, as ever...
Second, maybe fourth.
Probably about seventh at this rate. Go for it.
Or next. How about next? We go, but next.
Yeah.
Well, as ever, to a theme we make up as we go along, if you hadn't guessed, and in honour of the Don's missing unicorn, we have a little tune for you. Unicorn by Luke Davey.